One of the things that has been overlooked because of the politics over the last few days is Hurricane Matthew, which has left at least 21 people dead in the Carolinas, Florida, Virginia, and Georgia. In North Carolina today, helicopters have been deployed to rescue hundreds of people still stranded by floodwaters. Joining us now with the latest is Will Michaels of Here and Now contributor WUNC. Will, North Carolina was not expected to be hit so hard. What happened?
Well, the concern, Jeremy, first when we were getting the rain this weekend was simply the high winds. We thought that of course, we'd see a lot of downed trees and power outages. And that did happen, about 750,000 power outages at one point. But that's gone down to about 300,000 now. The actual concern now is inland flooding. There are three real problem areas. One is Lumberton. You just mentioned, actually, we heard this morning that a levee was breached in the town of Lumberton. The governor says that about 1,500 people are stranded there, and there are rescue helicopters there doing rooftop rescues right now. Fayetteville is also hard hit, and Rocky Mount. Now, that's interesting because we are keeping an eye on transportation. Those are all along I-95, which is, as you know, a big travel and transportation corridor, not just for North Carolina, but for the East Coast. So we're keeping an eye on that as well in the coming days.
And which areas were hardest hit other than Lumberton? We're hearing that more than a foot of rain fell in some places.
Right. And those places would be eastern North Carolina. Wilmington was kind of right in the eye of the storm when it hit on Saturday. They got 10 to 12 inches of rain. But again, kind of what we're going to see over the next few days can be the most concerning. As the governor said yesterday and this morning, water is what can kill. Now, the Neuse River is expected to rise to 28 feet, and that's not until Thursday. So we can see now the runoff has to go somewhere, and it's going into all of these rivers and tributaries and these small communities that are along those rivers and tributaries. So what we're going to see, and actually according to the Neuse River Waterkeeper, that's actually going to be higher than Hurricane Floyd flood levels in 1999. And if you talk to people in North Carolina who have been here for quite a while, Floyd is considered one of the big ones.
Was there an evacuation of people in certain areas of North Carolina the way that we saw people evacuated from coastal areas of South Carolina and Georgia, or did this surprise people?
Not quite in the way that we saw in other places. I think about more than a million people, I think, were evacuated in Florida. In North Carolina, it's been a lot less, but it has been along those smaller communities. Princeville, for instance, has evacuated, and that's a local evacuation. But I think they were jaded by, again, Hurricane Floyd in 1999, which really threw all the floodwaters into those smaller communities. So it has not been nearly on the scale as other states, but you are seeing local evacuations now and local rescues. Again, Fayetteville was one of the hardest hit areas as far as floodwaters go, and we've heard that more than 500 people have been rescued by swift water boat teams there. And so far, 10 people have died because of the storm in this state.
That's Will Michaels, a reporter with WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.